David, firstly, it's the perennial injuries. It just seems to be you're plagued with them at the minute.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, the one thing I've got to say, though, is all the injuries we're getting are getting picked up in games. Does that make it any better? No, but I think it's just to justify and just let people know that it's not as if we're running them too hard or we're doing too much in the training ground or that. It's the opposite. We're getting them in the games. The only ones we haven't got in the game, I think, was Vito Minoni, who was young Joe, pushed his elbow back. So, you know, we've just got to live with it. I think every football club gets injuries, and we're getting our fair share of them at the moment.
But the unfortunate thing is they seem to be injuries that are not 1 or 2 weeks. You're suddenly losing players for a couple of months.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've lost a few players. I mean, people like Seb Larsson, I felt, was probably carrying an injury from a carryover from the Euros a little bit. It sounds like Lee Catamol's probably been carrying a something as well for a year or so, and we're trying to get to the bottom of that as well. But, you know, we've two players have come back from international duty who are doubts. Lamine Coney and Jason Denier are both doubts for the game with injuries they've picked up with their countries. There's very little you can do about that. But at the moment, we're losing two or three players per game at the moment from a game. No, and that's the problem. And people are mentioning, oh, we're changing the team around. We're having to change the team around because of injuries as much as anything. What it is doing, though, if we turn it around, is that we've been able to give some young players games. People like Lyndon Gooch has made his debut for the USA. You know, Jordan Pickford's joined the England squad. So there's some good things which have come out of it as well.
I mean, Victor Anichebe was making the point the other morning that from his time with you at Everton, you were never scared to put young players in. If they were good enough, mm-hmm. in they go, and you're quite happy to do that.
Yeah, and I'm sort of making an advertisement now. If any parents out there have got good young players, you've got a chance of getting a game at Sunderland at the moment. And I used to give, say, the same at Everton. We didn't have a big squad. We had small numbers, and it gave lots of young players an opportunity to get close to the first team. Probably this week, as many of you people saw, and a lot of the young players are up training with the first team now. They're training regular. They're getting a chance to show what they can do. And whereas you could say at many big clubs that isn't the case. Now, obviously, we need to get players of a level to be good enough to play for Sunderland and be good enough to make a difference in the first team. I think Jordan Pickford certainly is. Lyndon Gooch has shown that he's up there at the moment as well. So we want more of them, and if that's the way we have to go, then so be it.
We said after West Brom you were given food for thought with the three at the back and Patrick pushing forward. Has that been, in the sense that Lamine and Jason are now injured, have you had to rethink three at the back, but just because you haven't got bodies?
Well, we're obviously not got the bodies. I'm still hoping to, when we train today before we travel, to have a look to see how either of them are. But obviously, you know, you can only go with what you've got, really. And it's something we just have to wait and see.
With Patrick pushing up and being a goal threat, is that part of your thinking as well? Because as much as you're needing to keep clean sheets, you are needing to score goals. And if you've got someone who can ally themselves with Jermaine Defoe in getting goals.
Well, I think what we're needing is other people who can score other than Jermaine Defoe. Jermaine Defoe's record's fantastic. You know, he's, for the amount of opportunities we get, the many goals he scores, it's a great record. But we need more, like Pat, to get more goals. Or not just Pat, but Pat does come up with one or two goals, as you know. But at the moment, I think the development for Pat would be to become a top left back. I think that's what we want Pat to be. But all the best left backs are attacking. You know, you look at Rose, you look at Leighton Baines, you know, you look at Ashley Cole over the years. They've all been great attacking left backs. So there's no reason why Pat shouldn't go and try and achieve that. But what he's got to get, he's got to get the defensive side right of it. He's got to make sure that, you know, he gets back in, gets in the right positions to defend. Because he's got the attributes going the other way. And that's why I didn't think he had played well enough to deserve to be picked last week. But it might be that this week he has to go back in because of numbers as much as anything.
And Stoke, we all know how significant this game is for both. Are you surprised at where Stoke are in the table? I mean, you look at their team, it's the same team largely as finished ninth last season.
I've got no doubt Stoke will be fine come the end of the season. They're a well-run club. They have a good owner, and I know the chief exec is very good as well. And I think it's a club that's been building. I think there's been a level of consistency to Stoke City. Tony Pulis gave them that, and they gave them, you know, 6-7 years, I don't know how long it was exactly, of sort of a consistent level. They've now gone with Mark Hughes, who's done that again as well. So I think they're a club what you'd look at and say, yeah, they've built, maybe okay, maybe they're not going to get right to the top echelon, but I don't see them being at the bottom come the end of the season. I think that they're too strong for that.
And they seem the last couple of games to turn that corner. They you know, a couple of draws, they've tightened up. I mean, I don't know what that means about the meeting of these two teams and the positions they are at the minute, but I suppose looking from the outside, you'd think, well, has it got score draw written all over it?
Well, in the position I'm in at the moment, I'll take any sort of points we can get going. I want 3 points, but on the road, well, we've been quite hard to beat and we've done quite well. In a way, we might have looked better away from home at times, certainly from a defensive point of view. So we have to make sure we're good at that because, you know, we could be up against Bonnie, Crouch. We don't know what exactly they'll throw at us. So, but we do know Amatovic and Shaqiri, they have forward attacking options that are powerful. So we know that we're going to have to defend well to get something from the game.